Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
You think you see up at the top of the gatehouse where the statues are, you think you might see what look like the remnants of maybe some claw marks in the edge up there, like where they're kind of sitting, as if maybe at one point they had like scrabbled around either landing or taking off or something like that. They're winged, if you recall.
Okay.
You also find an object that is actually flammable, unlike a rock, to mess with the curtain of fire, and it is immediately incinerated.
Oh, I do it? I would have handed it to Lank.
Okay. You tell him to do it, and Lank, you're guided by...
I don't tell him. I allow him. I'm like,
you want it?
No, I order him for sure. I'm like, do this!
What are you offering me?
No, apparently I found like something that's flammable.
Or like you give him a piece of paper, you think to actually...
Yeah, I think to give you a piece of paper, like something that's actually
you
flammable.
You hand him a stick of dynamite.
This is flammable.
Will,
try it out.
I feel like we could have used this sooner.
Yeah, I'll just give him a piece of scrap paper, like a scrap
right.
of paper, not the whole piece.
And it's like basically sticking it into like a blast furnace. Like it's...
Whoa.
So it's... But it burns green.
The paper burns green.
Yep.
Hmm.
It looks just like, burning, but with green flame.
All right.
Are we trying to talk to the statues?
Are you?
Well, I'm asking the group. Does anyone feel like it's a bad idea?
No, I mean, if it was bad, I feel like the portcullis would have come down on me.
Well, I will say...
As you say that, you and Nick and Will are in there. The portcullis starts to come down.
Okay, I run out.
What does Lank do? Is he still in there?
How quickly is it coming down?
Pretty slowly. You could stroll out. Unless you think it's going to hurry up.
No, I'll... Lank's going to touch the flame.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Just gently. Not like... Body slam it.
Right.
Run face first. Eyeballs first into the flame.
He doesn't need all of his fingers, so it's not a big deal.
All right, you take 10 fire damage.
Ooh.
Okay, ow. All right, well.
And you think you would take a lot more if you did more than stick your fingers in there.
Oof.
Okay, well, it's behaving like normal fire. I'm going to get out from under the portcullis.
And Rafina, if you want to talk to them, I mean, I will say that there are claw marks up there. Looks like they may come to life in some circumstances. Don't know if it's like we got to piss them off or what. So maybe try. And I'll...
Okay. If they were hostile, why would they have opened the portcullis in the first place?
Yeah.
And then closed it slowly enough for us to be able to get back out.
It's a trick? I don't know. Some kind of trick for...
Does the sheet of fire go all the way across? Like, it's impassable.
Yeah, it is. It fills the space behind the portcullis. Like at the other... Basically, where the portcullis is, on this side, it's filled with green flame on the other end.
How tall are the walls?
The center wall is 30 feet. The outer walls are 20 feet. It's topped with stone spikes. And they're basically sheer. They're very well made. You would need either some sort of magical ability or like a climber's kit to even attempt it.
How about the hill on the west? How steep is that?
The up?
Yeah.
It's extremely steep. You can see it in the cutout on the left. It's almost vertical. But yeah, that would be... You could technically try to climb up there. It might be a little easier.
What do these things look like again? Vultures crossed with lions? Demonic vultures with horned heads. Have we ever come across anything that would have told us anything about any of this? Green fire, horned vultures.
They sound like Pegasuses.
What?
Well, because they have horns. Pegacorns! They sound like Pegacorns.
The portcullis is now closed.
Okay.
Are you still in there, Lank?
No, he said he got out.
No, I left. Oh, okay. I got out. Spilled out. After I burned myself.
Where is everybody right now in relation to the portcullis?
I'm far away.
I don't know
I'm
what a...
just on the outside of it.
Okay.
I don't know what a portcullis is.
It is a... It's the gate.
Is it the door?
Yeah, it's the metal grid. It is a vertical gate that raises okay. and lowers. All right, Lank, by the way, if you're standing right outside the portcullis, as soon as it hits the ground, it starts to raise.
Huh! Hey, we're at a supermarket! It's a supermarket door, guys! Yay!
All right, I'm going closer because I want to talk to the statues.
I'd like to try to scale the wall to the left.
Okay.
So, like, I'll leave Steed down here. Mm-hmm. So I'm to the left of the portcullis,
uh-huh.
up against the sheer cliff on the
yep.
side.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to have Steed come and sort of
boost you,
hang out over here. Yeah.
All right.
And by Steed, I mean My Little Pony.
All right. So do you have any, like, a climbing kit or anything like that?
No, I have no climbing gear.
Okay.
Rafina's going to yell after Bathwack.
I might have
hey,
a rope.
Hey, that's not very polite! They opened the door for us, and you climbed their wall. Why don't we talk to them instead?
Talk to them, Rafina.
You go ahead and do that, and I'm going to see if I can climb up the wall. All
right.
That's so rude.
Bathwack is preparing his climb. Rafina, what
Hello
discourse?
Hello up there. Rafina for lunch. Put at your service.
service. That goes.
Nothing, huh?
Nope.
How do we get through the green flame? Please don't mind Bathwack.
Yeah, watch out. There's a turtle incoming.
Ming. Yeah.
Blank will follow along behind Bathwack.
Oh, God.
I have 50 feet of rope.
Okay.
Can I just climb up behind you?
I think. So, I mean, if I get up there, I think I can maybe tie it.
Yeah, you could tie it to one of those stone spikes set into the top of the wall, maybe. Something like that.
If they aren't magically retracting or... yeah, who knows what.
All right. So, give me an athletics check.
All right. It's not a saving throw or anything like that.
It is not. Check.
All right. I can't do much better. 26.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's hard. It's a hard climb, especially without the aid of any special implements or anything like that. But you're able to you kind of follow the corner, basically, where the wall meets the cliff. And you're able to find a couple footholds, handholds here and there, and kind of wedge yourself in there. And with that check, I'm going to say you are able to make it to the top of the wall.
Dang, all right. Is the top of the wall level? Is it flat, aside from these spikes?
It is.
Can I stand on it?
Yeah, you would be able to kind of wedge yourself. It's a little awkward because the spikes are kind of close together, but not close enough that you would impale yourself on them or whatnot.
All right, so so anyone could negotiate around the spikes.
Yeah.
And we could all potentially get up here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, except for Steed. So I'm going to have to... wonder how we're going to get Steed up here.
All right, we need to strap him to Bernard.
Yeah, I don't know how Bernard is getting up here either.
Well,
oh, he can turn
fly
into a bat.
And stuff, yeah.
Oh, you can fly people, Will.
Yes,
wait,
I can.
What are we doing?
I'm watching
what are we
you.
Doing?
I'm watching you. I'm watching you as you climb. All right,
now I'm going to start throwing things at Will. From
You break off a stone spike and hurl it at him like a javelin.
I love that idea that he's up there and he's like, wait a second, Will, you can climb! And he's just like, yeah. I mean, fly, not climb. I can't climb, you're right. Can't climb at all. Fly, yes. All right,
I'll try to tie the rope around the spike. And I'll try to, I'd like to see if I can make it secure enough that it would bear weight if other people wanted to try to climb.
Yeah, you should be able to do that.
Okay.
As you're doing that, the party's observing what you're doing. And Victor rushes up, and he kind of elbows you out of the way, Lank. And he says, "Lower the rope! Lower the rope! I want to get up there! Let's go!"
Oh, God.
I feel like Victor's never going to see the Amber Temple.
Do you lower it for him?
Yeah, I'll lower the rope for everybody. And then when you're all up here, if you feel like it, we can throw it down the other side.
There probably wouldn't be room enough there for all of you. If you haven't noticed, I have like 7 NPCs right now.
Plus, oh, yeah. We can't all fit, really? It looks really roomy up there.
No, it's like less than 5 feet across. There's the spikes up there that are taking up room.
All right.
It's only this small section.
Are they right at the square, right?
Yeah,
the
but they're 10 feet higher.
Oh, they're higher than even. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, then, if we have to, I'll ferry people back and forth. Like, I'll climb back up and throw it over. We'll just repeat.
You could even stand up there and flip it back and forth.
Yeah. Oh, okay, good.
Victor's going to try to climb with the rope.
So you see a place where you can... You're actually circumventing the green flame, then.
Well, I haven't looked, but I hope so. I mean... I'll do that while Victor's trying to climb. I'll sort of try to scope it out, but I don't want to
climb up here till I know that we have a path.
Yeah, I don't want to take too many risks. I'm also wary of going near the gargoyles.
Right. That's what I feel like Will would be saying in his head. Like, are we just trying to do this, but the gargoyles are totally going to be pissed that we're just circumventing their little worthiness trap or something? I feel like it has something to do with worthiness, but Lank got his hand burned, so...
It looks like it's all like kind of automated, right? There are these magic spells, like you step somewhere, something happens. Let's just go where they don't expect us to go.
Victor, it's slow going. He's got weak little magician arms, but he eventually hauls himself up. It's kind of agonizing watching him, to be honest, but he makes his way up. and he gets up there. He like grabs onto your leg and pulls himself up, Bathwack. He's just
how high was this wall?
20 feet.
Okay.
All right. So how many? Like a couple more people could probably come up here.
One, maybe
I think
two.
Lank will come next before he gets elbowed out of the way again.
All right, and then we'll throw the rope over the other side.
All right.
You guys can go explore while everyone else gets over the wall.
Give me an athletics check with advantage, Lank.
You'd like me to do that, wouldn't you?
Nope.
Okay. Well, then it's a
40. I would like you to. If everybody else is planning on using the rope, you can go ahead and make your checks now.
Nope.
total of 16.
All right. Yes, you make it up the wall.
Yep.
I don't think I want to go up the wall.
Okay.
Is that bad?
I don't know. It's a choice.
Yes.
I meant, is that bad because it's going to mean that we have to be in two places?
I don't know. Esmeralda will go after you, Lank. And she easily makes it up. She makes it look like she almost doesn't need the rope. She totally does, but she's very good at climbing up there with that rope, so. Now the wall's pretty much full.
Shall we flip the rope over to the other side, then?
Yeah, why don't you go down? I'll stay up here.
Have fun, guys!
Get everyone over.
Okay.
Lank is down. Say hi to the gargoyles for me!
Alright, so, Lank, you climb down the other side.
So I'm, like, up here.
Yeah, you're perched up there. Lank, you go down. You're too quick. Victor would have probably wanted to go, but you make it down. But then Victor does follow immediately thereafter. Where do you go, Lank, when you're down there? Do you just stay at the bottom of the wall, or do you go over...
So I'm about here. I think I'm going to see, like, I guess what the other side of the flame wall looks like.
Okay. Got it. So you head over back to where the flame wall is. As soon as you your foot touches the path, you hear this grating rock sound from above.
Yeah.
Bits of flakes of stone start to crumble off of the statues above. Basically beneath, you see this dark red flesh emerge.
What?
From beneath. It's the skin of these creatures. Mm. And they kind of quickly break through out of the this stone that was sort of surrounding them. And they let out a terrible That was the closest thing I had. And they take to the air. I want everybody to roll initiative.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I'm not even there. Ha! I got a one, but I get to roll again.
I got a one, too! Oh,
you my guys!
Goodness. I rolled a total of six.
I got 15 plus three.
You got 14.
All right, so I didn't hear any of that.
6, 14.
That doesn't help if you just say numbers.
Okay, Bathwack is 14.
Okay.
What was... Lank was 6.
6.
Abby gets to roll again, so...
I did, and I have a 15 plus 3 is 18.
What about you, Will?
4.
Okay. And then I have to roll for 70 NPCs. Okay. So, let's all make sure we're positioned appropriately on the map. Victor had just climbed to the wall, the bottom. Lank had just made his way onto the path. And Esmeralda is up on the wall with Bathwack.
What is more of that dark area revealed since we're up on the wall?
Yeah, it would, yes, thank you. I will
okay.
do that now. So you can see the other side of the tower there. It just looks like an octagonal tower standing alone. You can see a door into it from the path, and then the path kind of continues along to the north. All right. First off, we have Nick. He sees these creatures up there taking flight. And what is Nick going to do? What can Nick do? It's always a good question.
What can't Nick do?
A lot.
Listen to that.
He's a hero.
Listen to that intro, man. That recap.
You have a good point. All right.
He's the hero.
He is going to look up, and he's going to grasp his stomach with one hand and point at one of the creatures with another. And he is going to start belly laughing.
Nick is?
He is. And...
Is that a spell?
It is. It's called Tasha's Hideous Laughter.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
And he points to the one on the left. I should put tokens in here for them. Do I have anything? Let's see. So we've got one of them is Charmander. And the other one is...
Is it that small? Like, really?
Oh, it is large. You're right.
It looks large from the statue size on the gate.
Yeah.
So yeah, like, how big are they? Like, relative to a human... Are they larger than a human, or...?
Yeah, like, they take up, like, 10 by 10 on a... Ooh. Or 5... Yeah, 10 by 10, as opposed to your 5 by 5, so they're bigger.
Alright.
Alright, we'll just do a stupid raven. Alright.
Ravens are cool. Don't
but
even...
But they're not demonic, vulture, horned beasts. But I guess neither is Charmander. So he points at Charmander, and Charmander has to make a save. And he fails... So, this creature was shedding this stone skin, and it looks like he was about to take off, and he starts laughing, and it sounds terrible. He's, but more demonic than that. He starts shaking, and he tips over and plummets off of the wall and lands at the ground, basically right in front of Nick. And he's laying down, kind of rolling around, basically R-O-F-L-O-L. okay, and then it is Rafina's turn.
I'm still in front of the place, right? So.
Yep, you're in front of it. One is 30 feet above you, about to take off, and one just slammed to the ground about 10 feet to your left.
Gotcha.
And your cat goes, "The fuck is that?"
Yeah, I bet she does.
She does.
Doesn't surprise me one bit. All right. Well, I have skills in animal handling, but I don't think I'm going to try.
All right.
I am going to pull out my crossbow. Do I still have the fancy one?
Yes, you do.
I don't want it to be my sworn enemy, so I'm not going to use that one.
You already have a sworn enemy. It's Strahd von Zarevich.
I know.
Yeah, I think you have to use that or you have disadvantage with other weapons.
It's true.
Oh, is that true? Yep.
Yeah, we were like all confused. That. Yeah, we were all confused by it before. Like, we thought that you couldn't use that weapon against anyone else, but it's really that you have to use that weapon until your enemy is dead.
And you don't get any special like sworn enemy stuff from it.
Right. But
that would have been, yeah, and that's exactly what I want. Boy, that would have been a good thing for me to write down. I wish I had written that down. All right, so I do pull it out, and I'm going to aim at this guy closest to me.
The one on the ground?
Yeah.
Okay.
5. Plus, do I get anything special from Turtle Dude?
I don't think so. No.
So that's not going to hit.
Probably not. You probably add something to it.
I do, but it's not gonna help, I'm sure. It's 3.
Okay. No, that misses. It just kind of thunks off of its skin. Would you like
so
to...
So I yell, phooey, and then I'm done.
You can move somewhere if you'd like.
I'm going to stay where I am, because I'm still trying to figure out... Everything's going on around me. I don't want to...
Okay.
...dash into the fray quite yet.
Got it. Now we've got Bathwack.
Does it seem like I can make my way across the top of this, or to the other creature?
You'd have to climb 10 feet higher to get up to the level where he is about to take off.
Okay.
So it would be tough. It's still kind of like that sheer, well-crafted stone.
Hmm. But it's 10 feet, and I'm like 7 feet tall.
Yeah, you could probably jump up and grab. That's true. You convinced me. Yes. I don't know you'd be able to get the whole way
I'm
there.
I'm 6'7". Yeah. All right. I'd like to try to get as close as I can.
Okay, so let's see. You can get to be about... It's not an open crevasse, like, between the two towers. It is connected on the top. You can see it on the right there. Mm-hmm. You could get, maybe, say, within, like, 10 feet, like, here-ish.
Okay. All right, so I'm within 10 feet of the target.
Yep.
Not close enough to use my sword.
No.
Is it still encased in stone?
At this point, basically, no.
All right. I have javelins and I have a breath weapon. Let's try that. Let's just breathe poison on the thing and see what happens.
Okay.
Okay. So it has to make a constitution saving throw.
Okay. Natural 20.
Oh.
Whoa.
All right. So it only... Yeah, so if it doesn't have resistance to poison, then it takes a whopping... Do I round up or down?
Let's say up.
All right. It takes a whole 3 hit points of damage.
Okay. You see the poison, what little you're able to aim and hit it with, land on it, and you see it looks like it looks down... you don't see a kind of hiss like you would expect it to, and it reaches down, actually laps some of it up.
Ew!
Oh.
And you feel like your poison attack had literally zero effect on it.
All right. Great.
It's Victor's turn.
Oh boy,
he's dead.
Victor is rapidly flipping through one of his books. And
good plan, Victor.
He's going to look up at the one still perched up on the wall, and he's going to hold out his hands, sort of wrists together, palms out, and you see this cone of cold, snowy air burst forth from his hands, and a cone, I said cone twice, up towards this creature. And it is enveloped within, and it also has to make a constitution saving throw. And it rolls very well. But it still takes some damage. All right, it takes 9 cold damage. It did save, but also you think that it would was not as effective as a normal creature would be by cold. And then it is their turn. First, the one that just got spit on with puked on, basically, and then cone of colded, is going to take flight, and he is going to zoom over and try to peck at and then swipe at you, Bathwack. First, with its beak, that's going to be a 23 to hit.
Dang, that's a hit.
And that does... 9 piercing damage, and then it slashes at you, and that's an 8 to hit.
Yeah, that's a miss. Good.
All right, so its swipe goes wide. The other one is still rolling around laughing on the ground, but it's going to try to make a save. And rolls a natural one. So he is still rolling around.
He pees himself a little bit.
He pees, and a little bit gets on you, Will.
Hey, I'm far away.
Yep.
Whoa, what yep. a pee stream.
Just a single drop. Pew! Splat.
Gross.
All right, Lank, it's your turn.
Sweet.
It is sweet.
Wasn't able to finish my snack.
No, all right. Too bad.
So, Lank is going to, in well, am I in range of anybody?
Probably not. This one is kind
but
of...
But I do have a crossbow.
Right here. Oh, okay. Cool. You can... The one is not in sight at all. Charmander is behind the wall and to the left of the portcullis. You can't even see that one. The other one is perched up there, flew over to Bathwack. It's actually kind of hovering there, just above the wall, but it's about 30 feet up.
Oh, okay. Then crossbow is my one and only option.
Got it. All right, go for it.
Yeah.
Is this just a regular old crossbow?
Yeah, this is a super non-fancy crossbow.
Got it.
Super non-fancy.
And that is a 17.
That is a hit.
Okay. Total of 4.
All right. So it, thunks into the side of this demonic creature. You feel like it doesn't sink as deeply as you would have hoped.
I've come to expect that.
A bit resistant to a regular old crossbow bolt. Would you like to move anywhere, Lank?
If I move in their direction, I mean, he's hovering 30 feet above Bathwack?
No, he's 30 feet above you. He's about parallel with Bathwack. Bathwack is on the wall. He's not inside the wall. He's atop the wall, which is 30
feet
up. If
I try to climb back up the wall, might I be able to hit him with a close range attack?
You'd have trouble scaling this wall here. You'd have to go over to where Victor is standing, where the rope is lowered.
Okay. I will head over to the rope, because I'm obviously not going to be much use with a crossbow.
Okay. You're going to try to start to climb it? You can make it part of the way up.
Okay, yep, I'll do that.
Okay. Will, it's your turn.
All right, I am going to run over to the portcullis.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you said it's going up and down and stuff. If it's up at all...
Basically, it stays up for a minute, then starts to go back down. Okay. But if anybody's within 10 feet in the front of it...
People are here, yeah. So I'm assuming it's at least partially up, either
always
going
up
or down.
Yeah.
I'm going to scoot into there.
Okay.
And then... While I'm in there, so like under the archway between the portcullis and the fire, reach a hand out and Eldritch Blast the one that's on the ground.
Okay.
But what my goal is, just to say it out loud, is to see if there's anything on the walls in there. I realize that we didn't really look. I feel like there's got to be
your
a puzzle
investigation
here somewhere.
Check of 20 would have revealed something. If
I was
there were
investigating
anything.
Out there. Really?
It was a natural 20. It would have revealed something
in there. So there's literally nothing? You're just supposed to fight these things?
I don't know.
See, that's...
You don't
said,
have any
don't
hints.
Know.
There's
Damn
no...
It. Okay. Then I will... I'm telling Bernard. I don't want Bernard to go in there anyway. But I'm going to tell Bernard to go back because I don't want him to be killed by these things.
Okay.
I'm going to tell him to go back along the path.
Okay.
And then I will... Eldritch Blast the one on the ground that everyone's attacking.
Okay, cool.
But I'm going to stay where I am. If you're really saying that I would have found anything and I feel secure in that, then I guess I'll just Eldritch Blast that guy, rolling my eyes the whole time.
Go ahead.
Well, this is bullshit. All right, let's see. All right, so that's 17 and 23.
Hit.
That
was crazy.
That went so far. No, I don't know where it is. All right. Where the hell? That light split. It hit right under my hand, but it spinned off into non-existence. Shut up. Spun. 7-0. That's 10, right?
It is 10.
So 17.
Okay. Okay. All right. And do you move?
Probably get a little further back.
All right. Esmeralda's turn. A little slow on the draw there. She is going to cast a spell called Lightning Bolt. Bathwack, over your head, a crackling beam of lightning shoots out. This thing is just large enough that she's able to aim it over you without catching you in the bolt. And it tries to dodge out of the way. And we'll see if that's successful. Just fails. So it takes 8d6 lightning damage.
Wow, I have good feelings about Esmeralda.
That's just the ozone smell.
Good feelings smell like ozone. Mm.
And then it is Nick's turn again. He's has a satisfied look on his face at this creature rolling around laughing on the ground in front of him. Can we assume that that he got all his normal weapons back at this point?
Yeah.
I would think so,
he's
right?
He's normal, right?
He's normal.
We would have given him his stuff.
So he whips out his trusty rapier and his short sword. And he's going to first thrust his rapier down at this creature. And that is a hit for 6 damage. And then he's going to sneak attack, which is an extra 13 damage. And the creature gets to try to save because he took damage again and fails. He's failing lots of saves, guys. You are lucky. Rafina, it's your turn.
Okay. I don't still have that ring, do I, with the swimming ring?
Yeah, you do.
I do?
Yeah, you do.
I put it on.
All right. You grow webs between your fingers and toes.
And I create water.
Okay.
And it materializes in a bucket in front of me that I just happen to have in my terrarium. Mm-hmm. And I take it and I slosh it on this guy. I throw it really, really, really hard because he's still like 10 feet away from me, right?
Yeah.
And I just hope it makes him burn up.
Okay. All right, so you throw it.
And I do it 10 times because it's a 1-gallon jug.
Swish, 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 swish. So the water is created magically, and you begin pouring it out, splashing it all over this demonic being. And he was laughing before. He's laughing even harder now. Gouts of water just pouring over him.
He's not rusting even just a little bit.
The downside is no rust. He looks like a fleshy thing. He was stone before. Now he looks fully real. The good thing is you didn't actually deal him any damage, so he doesn't get to try to save against the hideous laughter effect of of Nick.
Yeah, ha, ha. That was my plan all along.
Yep. Bathwack, your turn.
All right. I'm going to cast Thunderous Smite.
Okay.
And then rush in and try to hit him with the Silver Longsword.
Go for it.
Okay. Oh, I rolled a natural 20.
A natural.
They'll know what he said when I play this.
Yeah, yeah.
One of those.
That's it. So it's a 27.
Okay, cool. Yeah, well, that definitely hits. It's a natural 20. It hits.
Okay.
So go ahead. I have my house rule for crits, which is you max all the damage, and then you get to roll the dice again and add that total on its own.
Okay, we'll have to go over it again. But what I was going to do, which I'll do anyway, was when I hit, I was going to use the Divine Smite.
Okay, got it.
And I was going to use a level 2 spell slot for it, just to see what happens.
Okay.
Okay, so I figure out exactly what happens. So I'll do the regular damage first, I guess.
Okay.
It's 1d8 plus 6. Rolled a 5, so it's 11.
But you critted, remember, so that maxed is 14, and then what did you roll?
I rolled a 5.
So you add 5 to that, so that'd be 19.
Okay.
So 19 normal damage.
And then, with the Thunderous Smite, mm-hmm. it's an extra 2d6 thunder damage.
Right. So go ahead and roll that.
And, you hear like a... Yeah, so that's 4.
Okay.
A crack of thunder. Mm-hmm. And the creature has to make a strength saving throw or get pushed 10 feet back and knocked down.
That's a 7.
Yeah. And that's a 15. It's the spell save.
Yeah, so that's plenty. So you push it back the full 10 feet?
Yeah.
Okay. You push it back, and it falls prone. It actually skids off the edge of the higher part of the gatehouse, and it falls back, and it impales itself on two of the stone spikes that are on the wall below.
Whoa.
That's cool, but wait, I haven't finished dealing it damage.
All right. As it's skidding away from you.
So the Divine Smite is an extra 3d8 radiant damage.
Okay.
And it's an extra 1d8 if the target's undead or a fiend. I don't know what it is. But...
Fiend. It is a fiend.
Oh, it is a fiend. It okay. is a fiend. So that's 4d8. Okay. So, so that's 20 radiant damage.
Okay. Let me roll the damage for the spikes. Okay. So your Thunderous Smite kicks it off the edge. It falls back, and its spikes shoot up through its chest. It looks like it's kind of... and maybe trying to push itself off.
Yikes.
And then describe what happens when your radiant godlike powers destroy this creature.
Whoa!
Yeah, I guess it's just ripped apart by sunlight.
Yes!
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, look like it starts around the spike and just explodes this thing apart.
Yeah, it's as if...
That was a lot of damage.
It was. It's definitely a lot of damage. It's as if the clouds have broken open for a moment, but they haven't. It's just isolated right around this creature. And bits of this fiend, these creatures, by the way, just, you know, they're called Vrocks. V-R-O-C-K. They shoot out everywhere, splattering down the mountainside. There's some gelatinous bits left surrounding this this stone that... within a matter of moments, solidify back into stone themselves.
Hmm. Oh, cool.
Anything else, Bathwack?
Well, for my second attack...
Yep.
I killed
Can
Strahd.
I actually do that? I already used my movement, so I guess I can't really do too much more.
You didn't move. Right?
I didn't move?
No.
I was 10 feet away.
Oh, you have 20 feet of movement then, left.
I'm going to leap off the side.
Yeah, we know.
Yes, that's amazing, as usual.
I don't know if it's possible for you to move the 10 feet and then jump so that I land immediately next to the guy on the ground.
Yeah, it totally is. Falling does not take any of your movement.
So, controlled fall. A controlled fall, does that take?
I do need you to give me an athletics check. Or acrobatics, whichever you prefer.
Definitely athletics.
Yeah, I figured.
Oh, but that's not so great. I did so good climbing up, but coming down is going to be a little more rough.
Oh, no.
It's a 10.
Okay. All right, you take 9 bludgeoning damage from the ground.
Okay.
And you're prone.
Nothing would make me happier. Right. Being prone is not so cool, but okay.
No. And you do not have quite enough movement to get back up. But you could still lash out with your sword. You'd just be at disadvantage.
Oh, yeah?
But also, this creature is also prone. So.
And it's laughing its
so
ass off.
So you're spooning.
I'm not going to damage it, because I can't do enough damage in one hit to justify making it humorless. All right. So I'm done.
Okay. It is Victor's turn. Victor cannot see any enemies present.
it's all good.
He's going to scurry over next to you, Lank, and kind of peer through the green flames. He can't really get a bead on the guy through there, especially with how thick the flames are. So he's going to try to... looks like he's... studying this curtain and trying furiously to maybe figure out something more about it. He'd been kind of hanging back before, but now that things are being held up more, he's again flipping through some of his books. Lank is aware of this. Nobody else is.
I'm halfway up the rope, correct?
Oh yes, that's right. I didn't move you, and neither did you. You lazy piece of shit.
I was so overwhelmed by watching Bathwack's performance that I forgot to climb the rope.
All right, and now it is this thing's turn. And at the end of its turn, it spends most of its turn laughing and rolling around, and then it gets to try to save. And fails.
Wow, what a spell.
And Lank, it's your turn.
All right.
You can make it the rest of the way up
the
rope.
The thing that I was climbing to get is the one that Bathwack just killed, right?
Yes. I think that was the one you were aware of. The other one you saw fall off the other side. So you do not know of its whereabouts. You would if you cleared the top of the wall, but...
I am going to clear the top of the wall.
All right, you see the other one laying down on the ground, laughing, oddly enough.
Okay.
Its laughs kind of hurt your ears. Like, it's very unpleasant. Not to the point of taking damage, but just for the point of providing flavor.
Then I think it's time for my super fancy maul to... Or my... No, Warhammer now.
Mm-hmm.
If I can get to it.
Are you going to throw it?
Yeah, you have a Thor hammer. You can throw it and it comes back, right?
Yep.
Yes!
It even says Thor hammer on the side.
Yes!
In English. Can I jump... Similar to Bathwack, can I jump down to him?
You can if you want, but you don't have to.
Can I get to him in this turn if I don't jump?
You could throw your hammer at him.
Oh, I'm not going to throw my hammer. I'll jump down.
Okay. You jump down. Give me a dexterity or either an athletics or an acrobatics check, whichever you like.
Let's do athletics. That is an 18.
Okay. Normally you would have taken 10 damage. You take 5.
I don't have a lot of health. All right. Okay, I'm going to try to maul or warhammer away.
Smack-a-lack. Go for it. Give me an attack roll.
That is 25.
Oh, and you get it with advantage.
Oh. That is...
I think the only person I stiffed on that is Nick, so we're okay.
25.
All right, either way you hit.
Okay. And... 12.
Okay. And that's a magical weapon, yes. So that takes the full damage. All right.
And I'm going to try again.
All right. Before you do, let's see if it saves. It fails its save. Go ahead. Another attack with advantage.
That would be 16 to hit.
That is a hit.
Absolute mess. Okay. 16 total.
Oh, wow. Okay. And it fails its save. Will, it's your turn.
Okay. Well, I don't really have much that I can do. And everyone's just beating this thing into the ground. So
that's Will's motto during battles.
It sounds more impressive in Latin.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I'm going to waste any spell slots because I have, like, all these crazy, awesome, powerful people beating this thing into a pulp, so I'm just going to contribute an Eldritch Blast. Here you go, people.
Are you gonna aim or just shoot it up in the air?
Yeah!
Like,
you
I'm
guys
helping.
Don't even need it. Yeah, it's just a fireworks display.
Quod non realiter multam facere. Facere, depending on where you're from.
18 and 20. 18 and 24.
Hit.
Okay. 4-1. There you go. I might as well have shot it up into the air.
And it gets 2 saves.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that saves.
Oh, yay, guys. You're welcome.
It, all of a sudden, its laugh screeched to a halt. Literally, like verbally. Audibly. It's still prone, but it looks ready to spring up and attack at any moment. And it is Esmeralda's turn.
Finish him off!
She's gonna reach back, pull out her hand axe, and throw it at him. She's up on the wall. She doesn't want to get down. That is a hit. And that does... a shitty amount of damage. 4 damage. Thuds into it.
Someone get that from him when we're done! Get that for me when we're done!
You won't even come down after the fight's done?
We're going this way!
You climb down!
Why are we having an argument about this?
Because I contribute nothing besides arguments.
Kill the Vrock!
You know too much!
Dwayne the Vrock Johnson!
All right. It is Nick's turn. He's going to try to...
You're welcome.
He's going to try to rapier it again. He still has advantage because it's still prone. And he hits either way. No crit, though. And he's going to sneak attack. So that is 12 damage plus... Okay, and then it is Rafina's turn. We can't hear you. You're muted.
You're muted.
Okay, let's try that again. I said some awesome stuff, guys.
Oh, man. It.
I know. Stupid mute.
Yeah, I heard it all.
Yeah, you heard me say, okay, guys. Here's what we're going to do. Guiding bolt time. So... I'm going to conjure this guiding bolt spell, and in my hand appears a small Polaroid camera with a big old honking flash.
Oh my god.
And so, oops.
Says the woman accusing us of being meta tonight.
That's it totally an accusation.
praising us for being meta tonight.
So this is a first level, but I'm going to do it at the third level. So for each slot, so that's two increases, but so it's going to be a 6d6 radiant damage.
Okay, wow.
So do I roll this six times for reals?
You have to attack first.
I'll make a ranged spell attack.
Yeah, it's a single attack, and then the damage just increases.
Gotcha. All right, very good.
And you are, it's prone, so it's technically at disadvantage for you.
13 plus 7. Nice.
All right. Hit.
Woohoo.
Let's go ahead and roll all that damage. You said 66?
66. So that's 5, 2, 7, 1, 8, 4, 12, 1, 5. I mean, 13, 1, 14.
Okay. Would you care to describe to me how your Polaroid flash kills this large fiendish frog?
How indeed.
So the camera shutter goes off and makes a click that sounds like it's been slowed down, like the film is slowed down. So it's like, click. And okay. Then the flash goes off and it's this huge bright light. And his eyes get really, really big and start swirling. You know, they go swirl, 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 swirl. And then just light bursts out of all of his orifices.
Got it.
And now he's a little pile of sand.
Well, actually, as the light bursts out, you see this from the tip of his fiendish tail up to the tips of his fiendish horns, the stone sort of reforms around him. And sort of has that sound. And as that happens, from your Polaroid camera starts shooting out these Polaroids.
Whoa.
And if you were to take the time to pick them up, you would see like a time lapse of this stone forming over this this creature, and you can see Nick's face just slowly go.
Do we have a picture of Nick doing that too? Rafina, of course, picks them up. She says, "I'm going to put I'm going to add these to the scrapbook." Of course.
Each one is like 3 feet by 4 feet.
Yeah, as the spell ends, they're not Polaroids anymore. They're oil paintings.
Yes, that's awesome.
And yeah, as the stone forms around him, you see the flame of curtain, any of you in sight of it, the curtain of flame falls.
Oh.
And well, sizzles to the ground.
We did it.
And behind it, you see Victor looks very stunned, and he goes, "Yeah, I did it!"
Plank just stares at him.
Yeah.
You don't know. Could have been him.
I guess.
Nobody
Lewis
knows.
Tullied it.
I said him, "Good job, Victor.
I found the right spell. I knew I would."
What was the spell?
It was this one right here. Come look.
What was this called?
These arcane things do not have names. What do you know about magic? You're shouting to each other. Magic.
Wait a second. What do you mean, what do I know about magic?
You didn't bring down this green curtain flame.
Hey,
flame
did you
curtain.
See this gargoyle thing that we killed?
I saw one of them.
Well, we killed them, and that's what we did. That's what I did with my magic. It was all me.
Well, that got out of hand quickly.
I heard you say quad non realiter multum facere.
Whoa!
So I don't know how much you did.
I don't really have much to do. Nice. I had to remind myself what the heck that was.
I never bothered to learn Latin, so I don't know what my motto actually means.
Wow. All right.
Hey, Esmeralda, can you throw down my rope?
Well, certainly. All right.
She doesn't want to climb down. Did you hear her?
Oh, you want to climb down? Oh.
She unties it, and then you see her slip off the end on the other side, and you hear a thump.
Is she dead?
And then she appears in the road with two broken legs. No, she's fine. She hung by her fingertips and dropped down.
Okay.
So yeah, you guys can all continue on.
Sweet.
That was one of my NPCs. Don't think that was an actual accent. Don't judge me. That's actually how they sound. So yeah, there's this tower past the guardhouse to your right, and then the road continues on past that. It looks like Victor is heading down. He wants to head down the road. He's kind of a little bit past the tower.
Shouldn't we check the tower? Shouldn't we check the tower out? Shouldn't we check the tower out?
He says, that's not where the temple is.
Yeah, but guess what? There are other things in the world.
We earned this. We earned a look in the tower.
Okay, fine.
We found a lot of cool stuff in different places.
All right, and he starts to head to the tower.
Oh, great. He's going to take everything in there, you guys. Run!
This is Will. Will is like, oh, great, someone's going to run ahead and steal everything. Guys, isn't that just the worst?
It looks like he's having a lot of trouble with the door. His tiny magician arms don't seem to be able to open it.
Wait, I'm not going to laugh that loudly, but I'm going to chuckle, and then I'm going to try to open the door for him.
Then you're going to give him a wedgie. Way, nerd.
Hope there's some lockers in here. Shove you in one. All right. The door is, it's not very easy open. You would need to make a strength athletics check to make the attempt.
Athletics? Oh.
You need some help there, Bathwack?
I don't know. Let's see. 15.
That is not enough.
All right, yeah.
Blank will assist. With
your crowbar, yeah. Oh, sorry, yeah. Man, I'm so rude. Pardon me.
You said it was an athletics check?
Yes, please.
24.
That actually is enough.
Oh, dang. I just rolled it. I got a 10, so you just put me to shame.
Blank gives what's-his-face a wedgie. Get him on a stepladder to do it, so it's a little bit less dramatic. But
and he's wearing robes, and so it's very impressive.
Yeah. He comes out through the head hole. Wow!
He knocks Victor's one book out of his hand. Like, pick that up, nerd!
You put enough force into the door, you hear a splintering sound from within.
Whoa.
Oh. You're able to kind of to wedge it in. When you get inside, you see that it was barred from within.
Whoa.
And you were able to deliver enough force to kind of crack the piece of wood that was the beam that was holding it. And you get in there, and you're able to see the interior of the tower. It's one big room down here. You see a cold hearth stands across from the door. You hear the wind howling down its chimney. A stone staircase is on the south wall, and there's three windows set into the other walls.
Well,
three? Yeah, I see them.
Yep.
Where there's stairs, the
staircase?
There's
usually
an upstairs.
There's usually trouble.
Yeah, well, Lang starts going up the stairs.
You hear some I'll go with you. Arguing.
Oh, God.
I'm not in there yet, am I? I'm still outside.
You can be if you would like.
I'd like to be.
Okay. So you see them going in.
Doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop.
Nick will follow along. What does Will do?
I'm going to go in and start a fire in the hearth and warm myself by it, because you're right, my coat isn't warm enough!
Yep. In here it's okay. I mean, you're at least cut off from the wind, and with your bonfire you're able to to get some heat going a little bit there.
I stand really across the whole fireplace so no one else can have any meanies.
Nobody cares. Everybody's going upstairs.
It's a really good point, though. Like, what time of day is it right now?
It's midday, like 1, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, something like that. That's not midday. Mid-afternoon.
Mid-afternoon. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, if we're still far away from where we're going, and we've used up the morning hiking, maybe we should stay here.
I mean, we've cleared out the Tower of Nonsense. Well, we've cleared out the first floor of nonsense.
Yep.
Yeah, we should see what else is up there. But, I mean, if it's clear, then maybe it makes sense to stay here.
I would agree. Will seems to be starting a fire that's actually contained. So, this could be nice.
All right.
Wait, this is an important question. It'll determine what we do. Does Steed fit through the door?
Yeah, with some maneuvering, I think you could get him to fit through the door.
All right, great. He's going to go over and stand right next to Will.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm going to push him away.
All right.
Push.
There's a horse warlock fight, and above, you all make it up the stairs to the upper floor. This room is very cold. There's windows set in almost every wall. A lot of them are broken out, so the wind is kind of flowing freely through here. There's a rusted iron ladder bolted to the floor and ceiling, leading up to a wooden trap door above in the center of the room. There's another hearth up here. Mounted above it is a dire wolf's head.
A dead one?
Yes.
Or is it just like a live dire wolf stuck in the wall?
You can picture its ass hanging out over the cliff below, outside.
Okay. I feel like he's wedged in there pretty good, so we should be all right.
Nothing much else of note in this room.
You want to go up?
I'll go see what there is to see up top, just to be safe.
All right, I'll be right behind you.
Okay.
Seems like the safest thing to do is not explore, but I'll...
If we're going to stay here for the night, I think the safest thing to do would be to not set a watch. Because we all trust each other now.
So you push open the trapdoor. It's not locked. It's a little the hinges are squealy and underused, but you can push it open. And you eventually, if you scroll, okay, if you want to scroll up, you can see more. I'm revealing the different floors, if any of you are unaware. There's the roof. You're basically you've revealed this is open to the sky. This is the top of the tower. There's these gold statues you saw from afar. There are 8 of them at each of the corners of this octagonal tower. They're 10-foot tall, gold-plated statues facing outward. Each one depicts a female human knight holding a lance.
Hmm.
The top of this tower is dusted with a fair amount of snow. The cold wind stirs the snow, and underneath, in certain places, you can see human skeletons clad in rusty mail.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Do we get the sense that these statues move the way those gargoyles did?
How would you like to try to get that sense? Just your gut?
No.
Because you saw some statues move, you're like, every statue's got to move. That's how it is in D&D anyway. Yep. As soon as you run into one that moves, you're like,
I'm going to ask Bathwack because, I learned my lesson at least for the next few minutes when I touched the fire and it turned out to be hot. I'm not just going to go up and touch one of the statues. I'm going to ask Bathwack, what's your read?
Yeah, I'll cast Detect Magic and look around.
Okay. Aside from the hundreds of magical items that you're all carrying, most of which you've all forgotten about, you do not detect any magic in the immediate area.
Hmm. All right. Well, Link, I'm not getting the same read on this that we got from the other gargoyles.
Okay. If we barricade the actually, there's a fireplace on the second floor. Maybe we build a fire on the second floor. We can't get Steed up the stairs, can we?
Well, also the second floor, the windows are knocked out.
That's also true. So the first floor would probably be the most securable. I can sort of shore up the door I broke, and we'll spend the night here. Nice and cozy on a wintry evening.
The door itself is intact. You broke the crossbar, so you could probably find something or think of something that might serve that. Or at least just close the door and put Steed in front of it or something.
Yeah.
We'll find a way to barricade ourselves, but I guess if solid gold statues start jumping around, we'll at least hear them.
All right. Can we also just investigate? Like, I don't know. I just walk up to one of these statues and have a look at it.
Yep. The statues are all identical, just pointed in different directions. So they seem to be symbolic of maybe a force, not specific people, you don't think. You don't see any engravings or anything, no words etched into them. So largely a mystery, but they're all, like I said, they're female knight-like figures.
What if I touch one of them?
It's very cold. And they're gold-plated, so they've got that metallic, okay. You know. If you stick your tongue to one, that's a different story. We'll see how that goes.
Now, on the map, there's a different feature to the east.
That's the chimney coming out. Okay. You actually see some tendrils of smoke issuing upwards.
Okay. All right. I'm going to head back
over. If you're over it, you'll see the ass of the dire wolf below.
So right. Let's head back in and get fortified for the night.
All right. Do you want to venture forth at all, further down the path at all? You've got a few hours until dark hits. If anybody, just wondering how anybody would,
yeah, to
how
see
far
if
anybody would go, or
maybe
you know,
there's a Strahd town
scout
5 feet down the
yeah.
road we can't see.
Yeah, or a desk.
Yeah,
or a desk.
I'd go up and like look up the road here, like in this general. I don't know how to make a circle, but up north.
Okay.
I'll go with Link.
All right.
That's fun.
Yeah, if you go up not very far, you are able to see some more structures about 200 to 300 feet from the tower. I don't feel like counting all these squares in the distance.
Any indication that they are inhabited? Like smoke?
If you spend some time and try to peer through the swirling snow and the mists, it looks like a very simple structure you can make out. It doesn't look like a house or anything like that. And you see actually some more statue-y figures.
Oh.
Like what kind?
Something like that out. It's hard to say without approaching closer.
Do we dare?
Sure.
Okay.
We can always run back at top speed and,
and lure
everyone back to our tower.
All right. As you go down the road further, you're able to make out, it looks like it is basically an arch at one end of a bridge. The pass basically comes to a gorge, a snowy gorge, spanned by a stone bridge. At the end of each bridge is a 30-foot tall, 30-foot wide stone arch, and atop each one are two statues of armored knights on horseback with lances charging towards one another. The wind is as fierce as you felt it here. It's blowing like the Dickens down this this gorge, and the river runs if you're from this side of it from left to right.
Okay.
So the thing directly to the right of the end of the bridge where Lank is—that's just the top of these.
Yep, okay. That's an image of the statues above.
Gotcha. Well, it's freezing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So there's nothing obvious here that's going to attack us. What if we, I mean, why don't we just take, should we take a few steps onto the bridge and look inside these?
Inside the little,
Yeah, like underneath these statues, inside these enclosures, if there's anything here?
Sure.
So a quick peek into the, there are doors sort of into the bases of these, the pillars that make up this arch. It's pretty clear that these are just empty rooms beneath the arch.
Given this, like, a hole in the bridge halfway along, I'm kind of nervous about crossing it.
Yeah, you do see some deterioration in the railings on the bridge from here.
Yeah.
It's fallen away, but in general it appears intact. It's a pretty thick edifice. I mean, you never know for sure, but it doesn't look life-threatening, at least from what you can tell from here.
All right. Well, I don't know if I want to cross the bridge without the party.
Yeah. Gonna have to bundle up when we head over that thing.
Yeah.
If we survive the night.
Pussy.
I mean, he's wearing cutoffs. I mean, give him a break.
Look, I can be warm and maneuverable in combat. And I put the safety of the team ahead of any practical fashion sense.
I was like, why?
All right, shall we head back to our tower?
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right.
And it is our tower. Like,
oh, it totally is.
We've claimed it now.
Mm-hmm. Ours.
Yep. Our tower.
Tower.
I love that musical.
Our tower.
All right. You're all forced to spend the night in one room with a horse.
Oh.
No beds.
Don't forget the cat. Get the cat in there.
You can get the cat in there.
I can't. I tried.
Oh, I think I'd... Yeah.
Don't forget a litter box.
We need the NPC minder.
Lank will secure the door with his stoneworking skill by finishing up the wall so that no one can escape. He will fully think that through at like 3 a.m. He'll suddenly wake up and be like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have done that. Back to sleep.
This is the first draft of the Cask of Amontillado.
Yep.
Wasn't as poignant. All right. So yeah, you guys can snooze away. I mean, there's this fire burning bright.
Did we set a watch? Did someone watch?
I was thinking that we did.
Probably.
Doesn't that count?
We should.
You can gain the benefit of a long rest. It's not a very restful night. It's not very comfortable. It's still pretty cold, especially with the wind just kind of swirling in from above. But again, you're able to gain the benefits of another long rest, ready to strike out the next day. We'll see. Some things might happen overnight. We'll find out. But for now, we're going to leave the party there, sort of shivering a bit. Will in his
I think
thin,
just Will is shivering.
Coat.
The rest of us would be like, okay, we need to be warm. We're all going to bundle up together. It's fine. Will's like, no, I'd rather be cold and miserable.
Hey, I set a I lit a fire.
How long does it last?
It's a fire. It lasts
forever.
Fire times.
Have you ever seen a fire go out?
Yeah. Come on. It's a magical fire. It's magical forever, and it's a fire.
Is that true?
I don't know. No, it probably lasts.
Let's see.
She has to redo the spell. Like,
duration. Concentration up to 1 minute.
Are you kidding?
Should we have, like, gotten some fuel for the fire?
Is there no fire?
There were some trees down by the bridge. We could chop them down.
Are there trees?
Yeah.
Well, we've already been cemented in here by Lank, so...
That's true.
We're not going anywhere.
Well, I can cast Bonfire, like, 1,000,000 times because it's a cantrip, so I'll just keep doing it until they get back with this damn firewood,
people. I guess you don't need a long rest.
No, I don't.
You stay up all
Will
night.
Will has to go out by himself at night to chop wood.
I think he'd rather cast Bonfire every minute all night long.
Yep.
See, I thought from the picture that there was already fuel in the hearth and we just needed to light it. That's what he was doing.
No, I cast Bonfire, which doesn't need fuel. It's just a magical fire. But I can keep casting it.
I've got all these
minute.
Polaroids we can cast on fire.
Oil paintings. Fine oil paintings.
Yeah!
They smell really good.
I can go up the road and gather some twigs.
That's for the tea. That's for the tea, Gweg.
I think it'll be put to much better use in the fireplace.
Tea, Gweg. Oh
my God. If you're going to do that, you can borrow this battle axe that's really good at chopping down plants.
Yeah, like, Esmeralda, you have a throwing axe. Go chop some wood. Make yourself useful.
This is just a hand axe. And also, I had to go get it myself. No one got it for me.
You were so late.
It was left embedded in that statue. I had to wedge it out.
Oops, we forgot. Sorry, Esmeralda. And we're arguing over just keeping warm tonight. I think we're fine.
You'll figure it out. But we'll see if anything else happens next time on Pork Fried. I wanted to see whose OCD would kick in first. It was Abby's.
I wondered if there was something, like, momentous about to happen, but...
There was. You just heard it. The end.
Well, we did it.
We did it. We beat Strahd.
You kind of made a decision.
We kind of made it through a gate. kind of.
Seriously, we barely did that. Good times, good times.
I thought there would be some kind of secret, like, oh, there, it's like the, you know, I immediately thought of the Neverending Story when they got to get past those things with the you know, the mm-hmm. the eyes. So I was like, okay, well, obviously these things are alive. We've got to.
What was it? You had to be. Was it? What? How? What was the trick for that? You had to be pure of heart or something, or
yeah, you have to like not be afraid or something though, because they started. Oh. They were fine at first, but then he was like all worried.
So Will is fucked. Yeah, either Will's either fucked. Way. But
Will has his wood chopping to keep him warm.
No, thank you.
I'm really curious about that mist that took us to Baba Lasaga's house.
Uh-huh. That we was had those visions. So, like, an hour ago.
And we had those visions.
Uh-huh.
And the holy symbol is damaged. Like, what the heck?
But is it actually damaged? Like, does it work less well?
Yeah.
We haven't, really?
It's permanently damaged. Well, permanently, I mean, as far as I know, it's permanently damaged.
Yeah, how can yeah. you know that?
Because Eric told him.
Well, I mean, it's certainly damaged at the moment. Whether it can be repaired or not, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll bet Blinsky has a fix for that.
I'm trying to think of like a famous reference of a jeweler, but I can't think of anything.
Yeah, me neither. There are no famous jewelers. None at all. Not even in like a folktale or anything.
Is Rumpelstiltskin a jeweler? No. He's more of a... He's with fine metals.
Is yeah. he? I don't know what he is.
A metallurge. Is that a thing?
Metallurgy is a thing.
That's why I wanted to call him a metallurge.
Metal like allergy? The... Metal allergist?
Find a gemnicologist.
Gemnicologist.
That's awesome.
Sorry.
Gymnicologist.
X. Are we playing next Saturday, Sunday, whatever day we play?
I hope so.
Next Sunday, I can do that.
Cool. Then we'll plan on it. Okay. A week from today.
Woo!
Let's continue down the Salenka Pass.
Okay.
Maybe make it to the Amber Tamblin. We'll
Maybe
see.
Maybe make some more decisions.
See how long we can keep Victor alive.
God.
I'm not going to try very hard, honestly.
You wake up, he's just frozen.
He's dead. Oh my God, is he in the room with us?
Like, Will!
Physically.
You were supposed to chop wood.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.